I met Dr. Jonathan on the 3rd of September 1995 in Malaysia at the School of the Prophets. I was told by a friend that I should go, and I wasn't convinced that I should go, but I went because he kept encouraging me to go. It was a life-changing event for me. And there are many others here that have met, and God's joined our hearts there together, Pastor Peter and Karen Nichols, Pastor Suckling and Helen, and Pastor Graham and Dee, our other church here in Sale, just great friends. So many of us met, and God really did something. Pastor Norman and Pam also. So it was a life-changing event for me. I just want to say that we've got someone very special in our midst today. Dr. Jonathan David is a renowned world leader when it comes to what God's doing on the earth as far as the apostolic move. He's spoken in many of the leading influential churches throughout the nation, and has been to goodness knows how many nations, and is a well sought after conference speaker. He's also contributed to the move of God some amazing books. And this is certainly, we're not trying to sell books, but I'll tell you, I want to show you two books. This one is called Apostolic Strategies Affecting Nations. I bought that in 1999. This one is called Apostolic Blueprints for Building. Those two books, if you're a pastor here and you haven't got one of them, you're in trouble. Because these are just amazing, revelatory books. He was recently given a prestigious tourism award by his business community. He also pastors in a regional centre, not a major city. But he was given an award for bringing 30,000 tourists to that community to be trained in his schools. So I was quite impressed with that. Dr. Jonathan David is a spiritual father to many ministers throughout the nations. Just in the last 2 weeks, he was in Philippines where one of his spiritual sons, a precious brother, passed away, a man that I met on my initial School of the Prophets, Pastor Abraham. So he's here today celebrating, but 2 weeks ago he was in another nation consoling a family. He is an incredible consultant, giving wisdom and counsel to business leaders throughout the nations and many government leaders in the region. He's actually going from here to do a leaders' summit in Samoa, and the leaders' summit will be opened by the Prime Minister. This sort of thing is not unusual for Dr. Jonathan David. More importantly than that, in 1995, between 1995 and 1999, he took Lynn and myself and many others as young pastors. He took us under his wing when we were trying to find our way. And I wanted to say this today to Dr. Jonathan David and Pastor Helen. That is not what we call you. You're Papa and Mum Helen to us, because our relationship is not a business relationship. This is something far, far greater. And if you're on the outside looking in, you may not understand. But I just want to take my, if I had a hat, I'd take it off, and my goodness, I just want to salute you, sir. This man is a general in God's army. And the word that God has given him has been used to shape churches, to build strong churches, but also to touch communities and even impact nations. I want to say this today as we dedicate this legacy building. If it wasn't for you, sir, your leadership, your compassion towards us, your love, your wisdom, Lynn and myself would not be standing here, and we would not be celebrating this morning, this afternoon in this place. Papa has had a dreadful attack on his health over the last 7 or 8 years. He shouldn't physically be here. But he has shown all of the network, the Isaac network, how to push through personal limitations and boundaries to complete the assignment that God's given us. I just want to say this as I introduce you and Mum Helen, just to come, because I want to give you some flowers. I want to say this both. You are a true father and mother. You are a real champion, a man of God like I don't know. I want to say this too. If people don't like you, I don't think they like me. It was funny because Simon, when he went to the School of the Prophets, he said to Dr. Jonathan, he said, "Gee, you're like Pastor Brian." Papa's answer was precious. He said, "No, Pastor Brian's like me." If they don't like you, they don't like me. And I consider that an honour. He's a very accurate source of apostolic wisdom and is on the cutting edge of what God is doing in the nations. Papa and Mum, we want to welcome you to the stage tonight, this afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. You can see I've just joined the Shakers and Movers Club. I'm trying to understand what Paul said concerning preaching with fear and trembling. When I tremble, they fear. Because I'm still alive. You know, the doctor said to me, "What you have is Parkinson's." I said, "Well, the devil will not have the last say in this matter."
Yes.
Whose report do we believe?
Yeah.
I said, "Whose report do we believe?"
Yes.
We believe the report of the Lord.
Yes.
He said, "I'm healed, so I'm healed."
Yes.
I'm sure we'll be getting better each day. As one of our trained pastors said to me, "How are you?" I said, "You just got to look at the live stream. Every week, God's changing the world. Not just Moab, but He's changing the whole world. And this woman is deeply involved in it.
Fine.
So involved with me. I heard you just testifying. So you can see at least that's what just happened. Behind every good man is a good woman. This is the best I've got." Please remember that I only have one. If one is the best, then the best got better. You know, one of the most amazing things in my life, two things happened. I received two people, one Jesus, the other my wife, and see the fruits on planet Earth. I believe that something sovereign is about to happen in this meeting today.
Yes.
Tonight, I want you to open your heart and spirit and soul, whether you are a believer or an unbeliever. Only good things can happen. I say only good things can happen.
Yes.
We may not understand everything. We don't need to understand.
Yes.
How many of you are married here? How many men are married here? If you try to find out from them what they know about their wife, about women. He said, "Pastor, I cannot understand this woman." I said, "I understand too what you're going through." He said, "Why is it we cannot understand women?" "Because man was asleep when God made her." If you don't know, this is the truth. I have three in my life, mom and two daughters, And the three are like the triune. You cannot pass through. Somebody said, you don't understand your wife? I said, no, we don't have to understand everything they say, but just say yes. That's the redemptive word. In marriage, sorry and yes is the two most vital words. I want to congratulate Pastor Brian and Lynn for their labor of love and to capture the vision and to impregnate yourself with that vision until the delivery is formed.
Yes.
It's just amazing.
Yes.
Let me just say this afternoon that your life will never be the same again.
Yes.
I said beginning today you will see dreams can come true.
Yes.
Doesn't matter what political environment there is,
yes,
economic environment there is, when God moves in your nation,
yes,
He moves sovereignly. He moves scripturally. In the seasons of God, it's upon Australia. I just want to welcome also all the Isaac pastors that are here today. You are sharing in the blessings of the Father as well as your own brother.
Yes.
And I thank God for you. Pastors of various churches in this region and all the distinguished guests and friends for this auspicious occasion, as we celebrate the milestone, the prophetic trademark,
yes,
of what is going to happen in the future.
Yes.
One day, every pastor will build like this.
Wow. Wow.
Capture the vision, because that's a clear sign when your dreams come through. It's a clear sign you're in the outpouring of the Holy Ghost.
Mm.
Because in the last day, the Spirit of God will fall upon all flesh.
Yes.
Not just the Jews, not just the segmented people, but upon all flesh. And so you're going to see that not only will you touch that revival fire, but your sons and your daughters, they will prophesy.
Yes.
We will reach the next generation.
Yes.
Amen. We give thanks to God for His grace to enable us to be where we are today. Every one of us, whether you are a Christian or not a Christian, there's only one who answers. And that His name is the Lord Jesus Christ. No matter what religion we come from, no matter what political persuasion we have, God is about to do an amazing work. He will reveal Himself to the whole world.
Yes.
In His coming.
Yes.
You believe that?
Yes.
Good. Then your friends will be saved. Your families will be saved. Lives of people will change drastically. So do not be afraid. So we give thanks for His grace that enables us as we are today. His grace is sufficient and His provision is abundantly supplied.
Yes.
This is one of the fears that we hold in our hearts about the future. This is the church of the future.
Yes.
There's no future for the church unless the church's future is clear and defined. And so in our journey, we pick up, receive the faith of God in our hearts and amazing things will happen. How is it possible that you receive a word from heaven and then you see things materialize on planet Earth? How amazing it is to see God's word come from heaven and become flesh.
Yes.
And we see the glory of God.
Yes.
Our faith can cause an amazing supernatural experience for people who are here or around about us, because He says, arise, shine, for your light has come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. You must believe that.
Mm.
If there's any text of scripture that's about to be fulfilled, this is one of it. The church of the future is the future of the church. A sick church cannot heal a dying world. Only an empowered church like this, empowered by His word, empowered by His spirit, we're the only ones who are going to make that. That's why it doesn't matter whether you're Methodist, Assemblies of God, Kingdom of God, Dominion of God, whatever you are. Jesus Christ, center of life and center of healing. You can have the name of your church in any direction you want. But when God's word comes into your heart, it becomes a material for you to really build.
Yes.
The word is becomes flesh, and we see the glory of God. And there's something that you need to understand, because Christ lives in us. God wants to live in us. He wants to manifest through us. And when God moves in your city, He will move sovereignly, spontaneously. It will just happen, because you've laid the foundation clearly on the ground. And that foundation will become the place for God not only to meet His people, but His people.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Is anybody trying to switch off my tape? City Biblical Church is a living in the seasons of God. You know, I don't know why you live in this part of the world that is so cold. I'm not sure it's a reflection of your environment or what. I'm not sure. But try to be warm to me today, so I need any help. When God moves in your city, He will move sovereignly as He is the governor of the nations of the earth. The begotten inherits the nations.
Yeah.
And so you're part of one nation that God is going to sovereignly meet. In the next 20 years, somebody say 20.
20.
The next 20 years are going to be days of open heaven. So that God can see you and you can see Him. It's open dimension of life, far greater than you've ever thought is possible. The second coming of Christ will condense everything that's going to happen. Not you going there. He finishing, put a day of an end on the earth so that God can begin to reward those who are righteous and begin to honor them. So that the wicked will begin to realize that there is no mercy in living for the devil. The devil has no mercy on young children, women. He shoots anyone, any day, any hour. But the Lord Jesus came to give us life and life abundantly. Hallelujah. Yeah. Who is left among you who saw this temple in its former glory? We're looking back into the past. And how do you see it now? You're looking in the present. Does it not seem to you like nothing in comparison? So with what's happening now is not as good as the one that started in the past. But Jesus takes us to another step. Haggai says, the latter glory of His house will be greater than the former. The former was greater than the today's, the present one, but the future is going to override. I say future is going to override. So whatever shortcomings, God's going to move by His Spirit. If there's lack of money, money will come in, because whatever is lacking, He will provide. He will make the thing happen. I believe that Haggai is a very important book for this house. The book of Haggai, Zechariah, Nehemiah, Ezra, and the rest of the Bible. Hallelujah. But Haggai is very important. Who is left among you who saw this temple in its former glory? How do you see it now? Does it not seem to you like nothing in comparison to the past? But the future is greater than the past. You got to put your hands and clap, because that's good stuff. As we dedicate this building, we acknowledge that the Lord is the head of the church.
Yes.
And we thank God that He has a chain of command that you and I cannot break. The chain of command should not be broken.
Yes.
Because authority flows from heaven down to the church, from the church into the nations of the world.
Yes.
Because it always follows a single line. It's from top to bottom.
Yeah.
Amen? Yeah. You believe that? I want you to know that this is going to be the future. It's going to be greater than the past. Past is history. Present is luxury. The future is mystery. I tell you why the future will be mysterious, because you don't change now. You'll continue in the same direction as you are going today. You'll be a repeat of today for tomorrow. And I'm sure you don't want to have a repeat. You want from glory to glory. Are you the kind of people who want from glory to glory? Can I see your hands if you are? You want to go from glory to glory?
Yes.
From strength to strength?
Yes.
But you know, God loves us. But he says, well, I'm not the same religion. You don't have to be the same religion. Just have the same Christ.
Yes.
You make a lot of difference in our lives. This church has seen the supernatural hand of God coming upon them. Dreams like this don't come to pass easily. Bigger the dream, the bigger the sacrifice. How do you know you're living for a big dream? I want to know what you're giving up for it.
Yes, that's true.
A great dream is how deeply and strongly you will find your answer to capture the dream. And if it's a dream that is about your life, just alone, it's not called a dream. It's called an ambition. If your vision is only about you, then you really don't have a dream from heaven.
Yes.
All you see is self.
Yep.
Give me, give me, give me. That was the gospel that was sold to the prodigal son. Give me my share. Then when he came back, he said, make me. I thank God for churches like this that's rising up, and our churches are not lacking God's goodness and grace. Because they understand the pattern is to let God be God. He is God. You are man. And don't forget that.
Right.
Don't ever forget that. Because amazing things are about to happen. Let me quickly give you 5 prophetic features that will manifest and bring the spirit of revival into Gippsland. You didn't say amen. I'm not sure if you want him to know. I thought I'll change the subject and say, maybe like money comers. And you will go us. You'll be gone in no time. If you may have the sincerity in your heart to be here today, we will consider you friends. The fact you came is because you're friends already. The fact that I take this liberty to share with you is because you're part of the house. And so let me just give you 5 features that's going to come upon this church. Have the seed form of that. It's going to become a tree. It's going to become an orchard. It's going to become a supplier of fruits across the entire region. I believe, Brian, that something sovereign is about to happen. Today is the day. Since you like dates, write down the date. The City Builder Church will operate under an open heaven. City Builders, are you here?
Yes.
You're not building with me. I say, City Builders, are you here? City Builders, are you here?
Yes.
Is the city of Sale here?
Yes.
Gippsland, you'll never be the same again.
Yep.
Yes.
This church, I prophesy to you, this church will operate under open heaven.
Yes.
You see how quickly I calm down because of the intensity of love and compassion she has for me. All right, you just missed a good place to say amen. You'll be privileged. You will just fly over the moon, or if you can understand the things that we have gone through, is to produce a holy seed.
Yes.
That will change the world.
Yes.
This is the reason why God said the seed of the woman will bruise the head of the serpent. You must believe in your own heart that the church will operate under an open heaven.
Yes. Yes.
I came here in what year was that? 2003 or 3 or 4. All right, keep it 5. Hallelujah. From the time I came here to what I'm seeing over the years, is that God is opening up not only open heaven above them, but provide the supply of the grace that is needed to stay on ground.
Yes.
You know, Australia, excuse me, You know, Australians are a different breed of people. We try to connect them to the English, they don't fit in. So we say, God save the Queen. If you try to fit them into any kind of hole, you can't fit them in. And because they have a mind of their own, this mind must be renewed, reshaped. Because you have tenacity. But the problem is that you bite one another. But tenacity, when it's used in its proper way, intensity, it will amplify what you carry in your life. That's why we need to be passionate. The church will become a formidable workforce. The people in your house, city builders, sorry, I'm using the word city builders because it concerns them today. It's their day. We let them have their share. Your day will come. So if you get jealous, stay jealous and pursue. At least that might get you on a start. I almost say that you repeat after me, but well, I'll let you go. Mom said to me, this is not a church service. She said, it's not a church. They don't want to hear a sermon. They want to hear all the good things. And this is the good thing. Hey, support me. Come on. Hallelujah.
You're doing well.
She's just great at me. She said, I'm doing well. Hallelujah. Two shall find a great strength. I prophesy to you that this the best is yet to come.
Yep.
The best just got better.
Yes.
When the heavens are open above our lives, God's favor is upon us.
Yes.
The Lord said, you have shut the heavens, but city builders, you have opened the heavens.
Yes.
Jesus, hallelujah. These relationships that we have with city builders and the relationship the others have as brothers in the Isaac network. By the way, there are many networks that don't work. They're meant to trap men. But God in His goodness has done an amazing work, opened the heavens so that His favor... Many people came to be baptized by John the Baptist, but nothing happened. Jesus came, He entered into the waters of, baptism, and God opened the heavens. You will make the difference. What heaven has to supply comes out of our obedience. It's just too awesome to let it go. But when Jesus came out of the waters of baptism, He opened His mouth and He prayed. Heavens opened. Many people were baptized. Nothing happened. But Jesus came into the waters of baptism and heaven opened. The Holy Spirit descended like a dove and rest upon Him and remained. Then the Bible says there was a voice that came out from heaven, validating, identifying, vindicating the Son of the living God. This is my Son, in whom I'm well pleased. What an amazing day it's going to be for city builders. When heavens are open, your dream is not just big, but it's wider. It has depth, it has height. Dream is up there in the head. Many people die with that in the head. I wish I said it. I wish I thought it. I wish I could enter, find a way to come back to this original place. But city builders, you are favored of the Lord.
Yes, yes.
Please don't tell me that God has no favorites. Because the Bible says, Esau he hated, but he loved Jacob. God has strong emotions too. So it's not difficult to cry. If you haven't tried crying, try today. Cry out to God for the nations. Cry out to God for your people. Cry out to God for Sale, for Gippsland. You got to learn, because there's power in holding on to God and not letting Him go.
Yes.
So let me say this as a prophecy, that Gippsland will see an open heaven.
Yes.
We pray for your churches. We pray for your business. We pray for your families. We pray for your children, so that the heavens will always be open on you. May you find tremendous favor. This is an important thing, because this is why we are here.
Yes.
To see the fulfillment of all that God has said. Yes. To know that He is faithful. He is true. Yes. If you ask them, they said, we have done less than what God has done for us. Because you cannot outsmart Him. You cannot beat Him. Because His kindness overwhelms us. And He comes to us every day, renewed, higher, stronger. This is what is important. Number two, second prophetic feature that will happen in City Builders and in Sale, in Gippsland, and for all those of you who have faith to believe. Not everyone who came to Jesus was an Israelite or Jew. Sometimes people from the Gentiles would come to see Him, like the Syrophoenician woman. And Jesus' explanation was, no, this is for the family. He said, even in the family, there may be dogs, but the dogs will eat the bits that fall off from the master's table. God is willing to change time for our sake, so that you will have a great, not only a great year, a great life, a great family, great children, great atmosphere, and the city will prosper because of this. Number two, are you ready for number two? There will be fresh revelations of who Christ is. Your eyes are going to be open. The scale on your eyes are going to be plucked out, so that you can see clearly. If you see Him as God your Father, then you become sons. You see Him as a healer, then you receive healing. Who do you say that I am? Our revelation will start our supernatural blessings.
Yes.
That's why God's going to reveal it to you, so that you can, sorry to use the word, cash in. He wants you to receive the best. So our eyes are going to be open. We're going to dream. We're going to see. Even little children will begin to hear what God is saying. And they become so thrilled, and you can see the trail of angelic presence. You'll see them in such a powerful way. Do you believe this?
Yes.
I want you to have faith in your heart. When you look around, you think it's difficult, the next house, the next land is going to be easier. The next million is going to be easier than the first million. The first million is for you to lay the principles down, so that you be a millionaire before you make one. Those who make $1 million is not a millionaire. They just got on some lucky strike. But when you want to produce that, and because you're a millionaire, you will be seeing the resources come in. God will look to that. Amen? I said amen?
Amen.
That's why it's important that there will be fresh revelation of Christ, and this generation will know Christ in a fresh new way. Just look at this, for example. Beginning last year or sometime ago, maybe long ago, I can't remember. The generation will know Christ in a fresh new way. I'll remember that story in a while. This revelation will find a new way of living, new expression, new way of expressing. All right, let me tell you, a few months ago, or beginning of this year or last year, I can't remember exactly, but this is what I said. When I asked the church, Let's turn to the Bible in Mark chapter 4. Mom and I were turning the pages. All the others had mobile phones. Nobody had a Bible. They had just smartphone. What has happened is this. The typewriter age has given up to the computer age. The computer age has given up to this technology that people have. Listen, they can run very fast. They're smarter than the pastor. My granddaughter said, you know, she had a watch in her hand.
Smart watch
in her hand. And Pastor Tunde Bakari, my dear friend, he said, Zara, can you teach granduncle how to use this watch that you are wearing? She said, you know, it's a bit complicated. She takes her grandmother's phone and changes whatever she wants to change. Mom can't get inside. She has her own password. And I have a, what is that?
An
iPad. She uses the voice recognition, got rid of my voice, changed the facial recognition, voice recognition. I wonder why my code does not work. They can move very fast. They're strong in the character. But you know, for everything that you think you can do, you must also believe that others have done it before you. May not in the same tool, but in other tools. You believe? I said, do you believe that?
Yes.
That's why the fresh revelations are going to change your life.
Yes.
Revelation is coming.
Yes.
Understanding is coming.
Yes.
Wisdom is coming.
Yes.
Revelation means receiving insight without the bypassing the natural way.
Yes.
Behold, when Jesus said, who do you say that I am? Peter said immediately, you are the Son of the living God. And Jesus turned around and said to him, you are not Simon, you're Peter. Every time God opens up the revelation in your eyes to see who he is, he will identify who you are. And this is the thing that's going to happen in city builders. With the city builders, let me encourage you. Run quicker. Run faster. Because there's no time to delay.
Yes.
I said your footsteps will become stronger and stronger.
Yes.
So that the footprints that you leave behind will become the pathway for others in the spirit.
Mm.
I believe the revelations are what's going to change the whole world. Change you first and make you become not Simon but Peter. So that you and I can see Jesus give the keys to us, the key of the city. Many years ago, I shared with Pastor Brian, I was here for a whole month, about 6 years ago. For a whole month, I tried to dismantle everything that I saw on the way so that the church can break forth. You can create a pathway in the spirit by standing together, agreeing together. Like they said, it's a journey. And the supernatural prophetic journey that will combine or bring together fellow partakers of this grace. Please, we live in the country that can get easily divided by political emphasis. But we also live in the kingdom that is centered on Christ. When he sat at the right hand of God, he gave the Father gave him the promise of the Holy Spirit, and he immediately, after giving his life, immediately he gave the Holy Spirit because he's the baptizer. When God gave you Jesus, he gave you the best. When he gave you the Holy Spirit, he gave you the rest. But our God is one that does not stop in supplying. He will bless you even more. not only to be blessing you and your family, but God said to Abraham, Abraham, I and you are in covenant. And because we're in covenant, I will watch over your descendants for 430 years. They will suffer, they will not suffer, but they will be in Egypt. And then after that 430 years, then I'll bring them back into this place so that they can inherit the land. You know what is amazing is this: Abraham slept, or he died. For 400 years, God continued to bless him. He was not there to receive the blessing, but everyone connected to him were blessed. 300 years, 350, 400 years, God said, all right, I finished the work. I have blessed them. Abraham, I have been faithful to you, even though you have gone. That's why I believe the things that God does within our heart does not just end in one generation.
Yes. Yes.
What you touch and what you break through, your children will go through it. They may not fully acknowledge you because they just want to acknowledge themselves. My own strength has done it. That's the fault of the coming generation. They think they have done it alone.
Yeah.
Success is not a solo project. In the Chinese proverb, it says that to raise a child, you have to inspire the whole community. And all of them will be responsible for the child. What an amazing thing. Family grow a child, not just a couple. They watch over. If the son of somebody is, they look at them, they watch them, they saw them and doing something funny, they straight away, these people who are part of the village will straight away look and begin to speak into the life of that boy. So you cannot escape. If you escape your father, you cannot escape your uncle. Your grandfather is there. So everyone kept watch on the children. That's why they could do so much more. In church, this will be the way. Number three. I know some of you are hungry. You ask me how I know. I know because your face looks angry. Some of you are so unfriendly. I was walking down to go to the restroom. Everybody was staring at me. You know, maybe that's why I tremble. There will be a repositioning of leaders in strategic domains so that we become fruitful and do the things that God wants us to do in this hour. If we are not repositioned, you cannot function effectively. If you're doing the wrong thing, there's no right way to do it. But let me phrase it the other way. There is no right way of doing wrong. There's only one way. The right way requires right attitude, right doing, right strategy, the right spirit that you carry. Repositioning of leaders in strategic domains. For it's inevitable that the church of the future must consider succession. In every nation, when you have election, is part of the succession process that God had over that nation. There is only one law, one rule, one message for Australia. Are you listening? And it's going to be the same revelation that I will find about Australia. Let's say we have 30 prophets here this afternoon. I'm sure there are more than 30 prophets here. Or at least it will come out in the next 400 years. If you consider this, that when we reposition our leaders, they are ready to take the work to the next level. Repositioning is important. It allows us to connect rightly. If it's wrong, we mend it. If it's breaking, we mend it. And God wants to bring the whole nation of Australia around. In a fresh new way, the nation is going to begin. The next three terms of election in this nation are very crucial, because it's going to chart the course for the end time. You will be different. The nation of Australia will be different in the way she presents herself to the world. The message she brings back to England, the dimensions of what giving is all about will be found in Australia. God is just going to change the spiritual landscape of this land by raising up churches like this to change the environment. Do things that others will not do. Why would a pastor do things like this?
That's right.
Why? Because God is changing the man. When He changes the man, He uses different tools. When you're a crook, you use crooked ways. When you're righteous, you don't use crooked ways to get righteousness. Everything will change when the dimension of God comes into your heart. When I leave this platform tonight, something will happen in your heart that will reposition you, and it will click. Then things will happen. Are you listening?
Yes.
If you wear a jacket, for example, you have to put the two portions, the sides of the zipper together. Isn't that true?
Yes.
Or else one side of the thing will just keep going up higher and higher and higher. Or if you don't have a jacket, I'll show you how it is. Some of you are looking at me like you've seen a ghost. It's only I. Repositioning of leaders. In strategic domains for an inevitable transfer of power to the succeeding generation. Not everything can be transferred. Some things you've got to capture yourself and bring it down. I cannot transfer my wife to my son. If you want to know it bluntly. Not everything can be transferred. The wisdom, the understanding, and from that, and the spirit of revelation will come into you. And from then on, you see things that you've never seen before. So before I sit down, after finishing the 5 points, give me another 5 minutes and pray for you. Is that okay?
Yes.
Number four, the church will bring reconciliation to the community. To the community. Yes, that's right. Thank you, Mom. Mom wrote all this. I'm just reading from her notes. Have you had politicians who tell you, my wife wrote the script? That's why she's standing here. I'm talking, she's supplying. That's why God bless us. I have no squabbles about it. Reconciliation between the church and the community. This is one healing that is going to happen strongly in this church. And in all your churches. We'll just share the blessings, huh? Is that okay? Brian, no copyright to blessings? No monopoly on blessings? Good. The church will have to reconcile with the community. Because we have withdrawn ourselves from the world, thinking that it's from the devil.
No.
That's my father's world.
Yes.
You silly. That's my father's world. That's your father's world.
Yes.
You don't pull yourself out, or you don't monopolize that. There are many giants in the land. Giant corporations. Not just giants in human form, 7 feet tall, and they come from the Amalekites. But the giants of our day are not Goliath, who is a man? Lion, the bear, and the man. The giant corporations. Mm. There are people behind the scene who want money to crash.
Yeah.
Political parties to be ousted.
Yeah.
Why? Because they have their own men, their own kind, so that they can continue in this direction. The church must awake. Must awaken. Because our grounds have been taken.
Yeah.
Our children have been taken.
Yes.
Our marriage are at onslaught with the enemy. All kinds of things are happening. For the first time, hopefully not the last time, the churches in Malaysia prayed and prayed and prayed for the government to change. If it's not for the prayer of the saints, Malaysia will not have changed, seen a new government after 61 years. The old government that has been there for 61 years just changed. And after they lost, they couldn't believe it. And the ones who won couldn't believe it either.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
They still, after they come into government, they're still talking like opposition politicians. They had to wake up. Because people who are seeing what is happening in the parliament say, these guys, they want to change, they want to change, they want to change. And when change happens, they cannot recognize it. The disciples that went on Emmaus Road were talking. And Jesus walked with them, but they could not see who he was. Without this interaction, our eyes will not be open. We will not be repositioned to go back to the point of our assignment, our place of assignment. What's the place of our assignment? Stay in the upper room until the Holy Ghost comes upon you. Only then move. I pray to God what I share with you will not just be a instructions and conditions that you may feel is not appropriate for your life. But I want to let you know that something major is about to happen, so let's turn back.
Yes.
When Jesus spoke to them, their hearts burned. Their eyes became open when he served the communion. Your eyes will be open so that your journey will be clean, not with confusion. If the more depressed your heart is, the more blind you will be. Because emotions would have taken over. All kinds of negative things would have surrounded you to capture your attention. But God be true to you. He'll touch your life and change you. The church will break down. Every resistance and the wall of division. There will be peace and harmony in Gippsland. I say there will be peace and harmony. Conflicts will come to an end. Conflicts among pastors. Conflict among businesses. Conflict among and contention with different types of people. Between male and female. All these contentions and conflicts will come to an end. That's why I believe those who do not understand what is taking place may feel threatened. Pastors, don't feel threatened.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Because if you don't do, you will be threatened. Yeah. Don't be threatened by the works of the enemy. Don't be threatened by what they write in the new media, in the newspaper.
Yeah.
Because there's no bad advertisement at all.
Yeah.
Even the bad one, God will cause it to turn around.
Yes.
Because the God that we serve will bring together all things. Every good thing will be established. Mm. Amen? Amen. Number five. God will raise up true sons in the house. Mm. They will bring refreshing within the house. The restoration of relationships. The building up of strong families.
Yeah.
And the reconnecting of generations together will be so sovereign and supreme. Mm. these young men and young women and the ones who come into the house of God, into this house, will have a code of honor that is established on reconnecting generations together. Covenant relationship will be the reason for corporate anointing activation. When it's a dream, it's like a puzzle. You hold a piece in your hand, but that piece is only defined and become meaningful when it fits into the whole scenario of things. If you want to prosper, okay, you didn't say yes or amen. You're not interested in something. I tell about blessings, they don't want. I tell about God providing, they don't want. What do you want then? So I assume you want.
Yes.
You want what I want?
Yes.
Then you're wise. Look at my hair. It's gone. So that I can think clearly. The young man said, he was 4 years old. He said, "Mama, I know all how many lamps there are on the ceiling." He said, "How many?" He said, "I think about 40. He said, how 14, sorry, 14. He said, "How do you know?" "I look at Papa's head and I can see it up there. The reflection of the glory of God." Hallelujah. He will raise up true sons. True sons don't leave the house.
True.
Servants leave.
Yeah.
True sons, let me tell you this. If you have any idea concerning what God says about relationships, you'll be shocked and ashamed at how you treat one another.
Yes.
One of the dimensions of man is this, that God showed him how Father, Son, and Holy Ghost work together. Then he made man in his own image and likeness, so that man can discover Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. One of the first things is that he showed that lack in his life, and God put him to sleep, as I said to you, took his bones, his ribs rather, and made woman. Walking with God is our first level. Marriage is second level. Sorry. Parenting is the second level. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife. You don't talk about cleavage, cleave. God is amazing. Relationships are going to be established strongly. Especially with the generation above you, because transfer of legacy is inevitable. It will happen one day. And the whole connection between the first generation and second generation needs to be established well. In closing, let me say this, that when God made man, he showed him the power of relationship.
Yes.
Walked with him, talked with him, ministered to him, blessed him, provided for him everything that he needed to destroy the enemy. Do you believe that?
Yes.
God's going to do the same for City Builders and for your church. If you have faith to believe, then let's share the blessings too. I want you to stretch your hands to welcome, and you're welcome to join us. There was no place for Jesus in the hotel, so they went to the stable. There's no room for the enemy. There's more room for you. The Holy Spirit wants you to understand the stable is not just a bad place. It's to remind you of the past. To show you that when you are born for a purpose. For this reason I came, for this purpose I was born. City Builders, you must rise and take into your hands what God is giving to you. All Isaac pastors and every pastor that is here, receive into your own heart the power of the Holy Ghost so that new things will begin to happen. I prophesy to you in the name of Jesus that life is going to spring out of your body. In Jesus' name, life that will swallow up death, sickness, darkness, in Jesus' name. The power of the Holy Spirit is coming upon you right now, that you will know that it's God who has spoken these things to your heart. And in the days to come, He will begin to take you, the words that He has spoken to you, and fulfill it before your own eyes, so that you can see something sovereign about to happen. I see like Jesus is walking with a happy crowd of people. Those who are joyful, those who are excited, those who are mighty, and those who are strong. They are standing with Jesus. But there's another group of people, as Jesus comes into town, there's another group of people carrying, going on in a funeral situation. The people were carrying the young man, and the mother was crying because this widow had lost even the husband and now the son. And they were carrying the coffin out of town so that they can bury the little child. You know, when a happy crowd and a sad crowd mix together, there's only one man who can change both and make them better. The ones who were following Jesus were happy. They were clapping their hands and singing. The ones that were following the coffin, which is a dead move of God, that dead move is going to be touched by the supernatural hand of God. I prophesy to you in the name of Jesus that Gippsland will be covered by the spirit of prophecy. In Jesus' name, God's word will be high on in everywhere, in any channel that they begin to choose. God will speak. I say God will speak. It doesn't matter in channel 1, channel 2, channel 3, is the same God. He's going to speak to you in channel 1, channel 2, channel 3. Whatever place you turn, He's going to speak to you. And I say to you also that you must begin to believe. Pastor Brian, as you begin to let your people worship in this building, God is moving. His rain is coming. No worship, no rain. I said, no worship, no rain. But there's coming a new day of breakthrough like never before. In Jesus' name. I say in Jesus' name. Put your hands and thank Him this evening. Hallelujah. Come on, give Him praise and thank Him. To your glory, to your honor, Lord. We dedicate this building to you. This is your stable. You're not only born, but you're raised, you're challenged from here. A special place in the heart of God. In Jesus' name, as the Father of the house, I bless this house. In Jesus' name. Right now, in this entire environment that is filled with the Holy Ghost and filled with faith, I want you to rise in your spirit so that we can build together, labor together, and finish the work and assignment together. Then there's another home on the other side. Let's call our permanent home. The second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ will shut everything from moving. It has to come in alignment with the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything that He said, everything that He's going to do is going to be established. I say it's going to be established. God is speaking to every man everywhere that now is the time to repent and change, because He has fixed a day of judgment. It's the day is fixed. You have to work it on backwards. Are you listening? You have to work backwards. So friends that are here this evening, I'm so glad I can speak to you. Because you form the dynamics to build this spirit dimension. Then many of you will go home. But the residue of all that's happening here this evening will give us a future. A future not only for us as Christians, no, a future as God's people on planet Earth. Not just as Christians, it's because God doesn't divide the world religiously. It's either godly or ungodly. So we know our Father wants us to be holy and love Him in a blameless way. I stretch my hands to you as Father of the house. We welcome you to work with us. We have a nation to change. A city to take. Blessings to overflow. So that we can raise up testimony after testimony of people's lives being changed. You go back to your city and take back your city. You go back to your family and take back your family. Go back to relationships and build a relationship. Let's take the negative out. So that we will turn the world around. If you reach Australia, you reach the nations of the world. Because every kind of nation is coming here, including electronic kangaroos. Every kind of thing is happening. So when you touch a cosmopolitan city, you touch nations. And God will give nations to you. Amen?
Yes.
I appreciate your indulgence and patience. I just wanted to write this down. Mom wrote it down for me. She's my scribe nowadays. But God is going to do an amazing work. So we have dedicated this building. I say, have we dedicated this building? How do we do that? Dedicate ourselves, because we dwell in this place. You make the place holy by living holy lives. Your connection will make the place to change. That's why the angel said, take the shoes off your feet. Stand there. What happens to you, what passes through you, will be holy. Somebody say like this, do like this. Yes.
Yes.
Why not?
Why not?
It can be done.
Impossible.
It's not impossible anymore.
All things are possible.
It's possible to him who believes. So do you believe?
Yes.
This I say, I believe.
I believe.
This I say,
I believe.
God bless you. Have a great evening together with us.
Let's give him a good hand. Now the next one, let's just give Jesus a hand. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Jonathan, Papa and Mum. Please be seated. So the building is now dedicated and is now open. And next Sunday, church will be at 10 a.m. That's great. That's fantastic. And I just really picked up on the last thought there that this, no worship, no rain. This building is to be it will be given out to the community for different events, but I'm also going to be very careful of what takes place in here because it is a house of worship.